This is Dr. David dictating follow-up consultation on Gale, G-A-L-E, Price, P-R-I-C-E. Her date of birth is June 7, 1951. Patient was seen initially on August 3rd for neutropenia. The patient has history of no major illnesses. The patient had bilateral knee replacement and hysterectomy in the past and some cysts removed from the breast. So when seen, her WBC count was 1.9. A repeat CBC was done at my office and it showed WBC of 2.1. Hemoglobin was 13.3, platelet were 109, before it was 103. Her CMP essentially unremarkable except for elevated alkaline phosphatase of 171. New paragraph. The patient is at PECAN, P-E-C-A-N, CREEK, C-R-E-E-K, nursing home since June 2013. The patient has mild dementia. Although her neutropenia and thrombocytopenia is mild and at this point does not require any treatment, further workup is not done at this point simply because next thing would be a bone marrow aspirate biopsy. And if we prove it is myelodysplastic syndrome, she is not a candidate for any aggressive treatment other than supportive treatment. So at this point, we will just continue to follow her every 2-3 months with CBC. Should her platelet count drop or WBC count drop, then at that point, we may consider peripheral blood flow cytometry or bone marrow aspirate biopsy. But at this point, I think I'll defer it since it's significantly invasive and may not yield any significant treatable or curable results. Thanks. This is a consultation on Gale Price. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you. Incidentally, her blood pressure was elevated, and I spoke to Ms. Gibbs at your office, and she said that she will call the nursing home to restart her on lisinopril on which she was before. Thank you again. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.